The veterinarian who helped save a puppy attacked with a machete and left for dead on a St. Lucia beach has now adopted him. Gabriel, the 6-month-old puppy, has found his forever home with Dr. Renee Fleming, a vet at the Guelph Animal Hospital. In May, she flew to St. Lucia to assess the puppy's condition and bring him to Canada so he could receive the care he needed. He was found on a beach with a severe injury to his lower left jaw, much of which is missing. The wounds on his face suggested he was attacked with something like a machete. Help AWS is an organization dedicated to helping animal welfare in St. Lucia. Fleming previously said that if Gabriel hadn't been found by Help AWS, he likely would have died. Fleming has been fortunate to go to St. Lucia and other more remote locations for spay and neuter projects. She's seen other emotional cases like Gabriel's but didn't go to the Caribbean island with the intent of eventually adopting him. Due to limited resources on the island, it was suggested that euthanasia might be the only option as he couldn't receive the care he needed. Since arriving in Guelph, he has received blood testing, x-rays and round-the-clock care. There were several fractures to his jaw, so some small repairs were made. He had a feeding tube placed, since he was severely underweight. Although the procedures went well, he has since had his toe amputated due to an infection. Gabriel has also received care from Dr. Graham Thatcher, a board-certified veterinary dentist and an oral and maxillofacial surgeon in Kanata. Thatcher had previously cared for and later adopted a dog that had suffered wounds from a machete. Help AWS posted an update on Gabriel last week on social media. Gabriel spent a week in Ottawa being assessed by Thatcher and his team. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Help AWS, at HelpAws. Yesterday, Gabriel had his first CT scan. The results showed that his right mandible, jawbone, is normal but is being pulled inward, likely due to his original injury and the way his skull has grown. On the left side, about a third of the mandible remains, and both jaw joints appear to be intact. He also has his adult teeth starting to come in now, which means we're at an important stage in his development. Read the post on Instagram. Once Gabriel is an adult, around 8 months old, he will be reassessed and have another CT scan done. If he continues to eat well, grow, and enjoy life as he is, Dr. Thatcher may decide that surgery is not necessary, the post continued. This would be Gabriel's best possible outcome. I hope for him to not have to have him undergo any more procedures. Would be nice for him to just move past this, said Fleming. After returning from Ottawa, Gabriel reunited with Fleming in Guelph on Saturday. Obviously, I love him very much. Taking care of him over the past few months, it's been an honor to be able to take care of him, said Fleming. It's also been a bit stressful to help keep him healthy and growing. I think it's just natural to love a little critter like this when you know his history and then when you see him, he's just so happy, he loves people. He just loves to be cuddled. He just melts your heart really, I don't know how you couldn't fall in love with him, she said. It was important to her for Gabriel to be adopted by someone with a veterinary background. I'll certainly be able to take care of any medical needs moving forward, he's doing well and he's thriving, but you never know what the future is going to hold for him, said Fleming. Before being adopted, Gabriel was fostered by Guelph-based mom and influencer Sarah Nicole Landry, who has 2.5 million followers on Instagram as the bird's papaya. She is a first-time foster and said the first few days with Gabriel were a bit of a shock, and likened it to having a newborn baby. Gabriel had multiple messy feedings throughout the day and night. 2 weeks later, he was able to eat and drink on his own. He made himself at home. Fleming monitored Gabriel during his foster placement since he still had a number of health concerns. And so yes, Sarah and I did chat about him, and she loves him very much as well. So I'm sure when she hears he's in Guelph, she'll be quite happy that she'll be able to come visit him, said Fleming. He's settling well at Fleming's home along with her other pets, an English bulldog named Hank, 3 cats, leopard tortoise and an axolotl. She's going to bring him to work where he is very much adored by her colleagues. Help AWS is continuing to collect donations for Gabriel's medical care. I'm really grateful to have had this opportunity. And when you look at his little face and then think back to what his life was, just 10 weeks ago even, so much has changed for him. So I'm excited for him, for his future, said Fleming.